We're doing Sefer Masiyot, and we had been up to the story where the two people had bet one another who could get Hillel upset. One of them was trying desperately, and every time he'd come to Hillel, as Hillel was trying to get a bath in, a Friday afternoon, time is pressed, and every time he asks him a silly question, and every time Hillel answers impatiently, until finally he asks him, "Are you Hillel, the Prince of Israel?" And he says, "Yes." And he says, "Well, then there shouldn't be many like you in Israel." And he's again trying pretty hard to get Hillel upset. So Hillel says to him, "Son, why do you say that?" Again, Hillel responds patiently, and he says, "Because you caused me to lose 400 zuz." And he tells him the whole story. So Hillel says, "Well, you better be careful how you bet. Hillel is worth causing you to lose 800 zuz, but Hillel shouldn't get upset." We have many fantastic stories about the piety of Hillel. So a person has to be broad-hearted and happy with his lot. A person shouldn't be scared. A person shouldn't be angry. Our sages say anger lies in the heart of fools. And the verse tells us, remove anger from your heart, and you'll also be removing bad things from your flesh. And Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani said in the name of Rabbi Yonason, when a person gets angry, so then all different forms of perdition take hold of him. Because the verse says, remove bad from your flesh. When you remove anger, you remove bad from your flesh. Bad is also a code in Tanakh for perdition. As the verse says, the wicked are headed for a day of bad. That's the idea that bad, ra'ah, is also a term in Tanakh for perdition. Rav Huna teaches us, a person who gets angry, at the moments of anger, even the Shekhinah has no value in his eyes. The verse says, when a person's wicked and hoary, so then God isn't there in all his thoughts. Meaning, when a person allows anger to take hold of him, and that's a choice a person makes. The first second, the anger burns. The second second, it's his choice to let it continue burning. And at that moment, when he's letting anger take hold of him, then God doesn't exist. Rav Yirmiyahu Midifti says it causes a person to lose his learning and causes him to be more stupid than he was earlier. Rav Huna Bar Yitzchak says, you see a person angry, you know he has more sins than merits. All of this is based on different verses. The Talmud says, how do you know if someone's a fool? If he tears his own clothing. If a person would only lose physically based on, because of his anger, that would be reason enough to prevent anger. Here we're taught that anger also causes all kinds of unusual sins and loses a person's intellect and loses his merits. How much more so should a person be careful not to get angry? And this is a point which he expands on because it's so important. Now, the Rav Nissim Gaon continues and says, my students have asked me, why is it that the earlier generations were so pious that they were called by their name? You had Hillel, you had Shammai, they weren't called Rabbi Hillel, Rabbi Shammai. Later generations were not that way. They had titles like Rabban, Rebbe, Rav. Why is it that one of them got the title Rav, the other one got the title Rabban? So he quotes what our sages say. Our sages say, level one is Mar. The higher than that is Rebbe. Higher than Rebbe is Rabban. Higher than Rabban is when you use his own name. Yeshaya. You don't have to say Rabbi Yeshaya the prophet. Everyone knows Yeshaya. There was one Isaiah. Elio. Everyone knows there's one Elio. The earlier generations that were so great, like Shimon the Pious, Antigone, Shmaya, Avtalion, Hillel, Shammai, and the people of their levels, they didn't have titles. They didn't need it. One of the things that boggles my mind today is how many titles they give a person before they call him. Harav, Agon, all those titles are indicative of how low we are, not how great we are. The earlier generations, the greater you were, the less titles you needed. And that's the line that Chazal tell us, Gadol Meraban Shmo. Greater than the title Rabban is when you use a person's own name, as we find in the prophets. Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi, Moshe Rabbeinu. We don't say Rebbe Moshe Rabbeinu. We don't say Rabban Moshe. Why do we say Moshe Rabbeinu? Because we're taking pride in the fact that he's our Rebbe. He doesn't need it. But we take pride that he's like our Rebbe. Our sages were called Rabban and Rebbe. That's if they were Nisi'im from the descendants of Hillel, who was a descendant of David from his mother. So then they got the title Rabban, if they were heads, if they were princes. Rabban Gamliel, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rebbe is the sages who got smicha in Israel. And Rav was the wise people of Bavel. The Talmud tells us that Rebbe was trying very hard to give smicha to Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel Yarchino, which is the Shmuel we see throughout Shas. And every time he tried, something else would come up, they couldn't give him smicha. And finally, Shmuel tells him, okay, don't keep trying. So Rebbe asks him, why? Shmuel had cured Rebbe when Rebbe had a very difficult eye, some kind of infection that was very difficult. And in Chazal's time, a serious eye infection could cause death. They treated it as pikuach nefesh. Today, most of the time, eye infections aren't so severe, but we still take that into account in the laws of Milah and in the laws of Shabbos. When we have to decide whether it's pikuach nefesh, we take eye infections very seriously. So Shmuel figured out a way to cure Rebbe, and Rebbe wanted to give him smicha, and he says, but I want to try, and Shmuel says, no, I saw, and we'll see Mitzvah next time what he saw. Okay?